Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We've got to have an economic recovery.
We're hoping for the override to go through.
There's really nobody left in City Hall to cut.
In recent weeks, we've been looking at how some communities across Massachusetts are navigating the state's budget crisis in a series we call Towns in Trouble. This morning, we report on the aftermath of a failed property tax override in the town of Hull. The money would have gone to restore sports, theater, and language programs in Hull schools. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, the defeat of the override has led to a radical proposal.
It began at the May School Committee meeting. One of the members confessed he'd sat down with two people from Cohasset, Hull's much wealthier neighbor. Over coffee, they talked about the town sharing a Latin teacher, maybe. The Hull School Committee loved the idea. They were still reeling from the defeat of the override and desperate to find ways to save money. Before the school committee meeting was over, they had gone from talking about sharing a Latin teacher to merging the two school districts. They decided Chairwoman Stephanie Peters should approach Cohasset.
Let's see how comfortable Cohasset is with us.
Turns out, not so much. The Cohasset School Committee agreed to meet with Hull, but the chairwoman of the Cohasset Committee said, we're not talking about a merger. Instead, they wanted to talk about buying toilet paper and paper towels together. But the Hull School Committee is not giving up. They see a merger as a great way to reduce costs. They have the state on their side. It's pressuring small school districts to merge. But I couldn't find anyone in town who thinks that merging schools with Cohasset would work.
I think it's just two different cultures.
Denise Kaplan is taking refuge from the sun at a metal table under the awning at Weinberg's Bakery. Her husband, Bob, is a painter.
I do a lot of work in Cohasset. Cohasset is a very upscale town. There is a big difference in incomes and homes.
Some of the kids in Cohasset are pretty upfront about how they see the kids in Hull.
We wouldn't want them in our school.
Why not?
Because it's such a difference between, like, income and stuff. It just creates problems, I feel like.
Will Linner just graduated from Cohasset High School.
We're a lot more richer town than they are, I guess.
Linner is waiting for a sandwich at the deli in downtown Cohasset with his friend Jeff Charles, who doesn't hold a high opinion of Hull students either.
Because they're not as prestigious as Cohasset High School, and their like MCAS scores and stuff would
bring us
set
down.
Ours down. And as far as like applying to colleges and stuff, schools would see that our rank has gone less, and we wouldn't be able to use the fact that we go to Cohasset Public Schools to our advantage anymore.
Hull students actually outperform Cohasset students on the science MCAS. But in Hull, people are painfully aware of how their richer neighbors see them.
It kind of seems like Cohasset's always got that attitude toward us, that they're better than us, you know.
Tim Brady says this as he surveys Hull's windy Nantasket Beach, where he's a lifeguard. Brady graduated from Hull High School a couple of years ago. All around him, people have taken refuge on the narrow strip of sand between the rising tide and the seawall. A few blocks north, the town beach is a lot quieter. It's nestled against sand dunes planted with beach grass about knee-high this time of year. The people of Hull plant new beach grass every spring in order to prevent the advance of the ocean on their thin peninsula. The fence of wooden slats leans into the grass, waving in the wind. Stephen Woodward is sitting on the sand. Here's how he sees the rivalry between Cohasset and Hull.
I think we're more like the Red Sox and more like the Yankees. They always seem like they have all the better things, and they want nothing to do with us.
Woodward drives a Pepsi delivery truck.
Even now I deliver to Cohasset. I don't like going in to deliver. It's just aggravating.
Well, like, what do you mean?
That's just the way that people are. Some people, they don't even look at you. Yeah. Some people they see you almost every week, and they want nothing to do with you. It's like a tunnel vision they have.
Several miles south, the tightly packed, slightly faded beach houses of Hull give way to the mansions of Cohasset. Sitting atop their hills, the lines of freshly mowed grass contoured around rocky outcroppings. The most spectacular road south of Boston, Jerusalem Road, meanders along the Atlantic. It looks like a piece of Maine, a very wealthy version of Maine, plopped down in the suburbs of Boston. Hardly anyone has ventured out to the modest Pebble Beach. Helen Arnold has, and she, too, questions whether Hull's children and Cohasset's children would fit together.
I think people would wonder, too, whether they prioritize education the same way as Cohasset. I think that would be the biggest concern, is how they would keep standards.
Not even a block away, Atlantic Avenue connects Hull and Cohasset along the coast, and where you pass from one town into the other, an American flag flutters right there at the town line, as if marking a border crossing. Despite the cool reaction, Hull's school committee will keep talking to Cohasset's, but it looks like the school children won't be crossing that border anytime soon. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.